Welcome back to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. During these final weeks of the Advent season, please make plans to worship with First Hurst at one of our five Christmas Eve candlelight services. The Norwood campus at 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 11 p.m. First Hurst Espanol also at 4 p.m., or the Trails campus at 5 p.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Christmas.
Tuesday, December 17th. He redeems and seals us, by Kennedy Blyker. Ephesians 1:13-14. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. Everyone loves a good redemption story. There's just something powerful about watching characters we know and love go through real transformation. Take your favorite Christmas movie, for instance. Maybe it's the Grinch discovering the true joy of Christmas, or Ebenezer Scrooge turning from his stingy ways. Believe it or not, I finally watched A Christmas Carol for the first time last year. Don't judge. And if Christmas movies aren't your thing, consider Iron Man choosing to use his gifts for good. Their transformations are memorable because we see them go from self-centered and broken to becoming someone new. However, the best redemption story isn't from a book or movie. It's a story of what God does in our lives through Jesus. When we believe in Jesus, we're not only forgiven, we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. This isn't just a stamp of approval. It's the presence of God himself coming to live within us, making us anew from the inside out. Think about the miraculous moment when Mary found out she carried life in her womb. By the power of the Holy Spirit, God himself was dwelling within her. Although Mary's experience is incredibly unique, it parallels what happens to every believer. When we trust in Christ for salvation, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us, marking us as God's own. And the best part? He's also with us every step of the way, strengthening, comforting, and changing us as we live out that new life. The moment we believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit seals us. Think about what it means to be sealed. A seal was used to mark something as genuine and to secure it. God's seal of the Holy Spirit marks us as his. It's as if God is saying, "This one's mine." So just like those famous redemption stories, we go from brokenness to a new life. And this time, it's not fiction or a cozy Christmas movie. It's our reality. Sometimes we might feel unworthy or inadequate, wondering, can God really dwell with me? Can he really use me? But the truth is, he can, and he does. The Holy Spirit is proof that God doesn't just save us and leave us to figure things out on our own. He's involved in every part of our lives, helping us grow, teaching us, and reminding us of the promises of God. And let's be real, we're all a work in progress, right? We mess up, we struggle, and sometimes we wonder how God could love us. But just like Ebenezer Scrooge couldn't go back to living the same way once he experienced real change, the Holy Spirit in us continually reminds us of our new life in Christ and guides us to live it out despite our struggles and our feelings of inadequacy. The Holy Spirit is like a guarantee, a down payment of our inheritance, that God is committed to us. It's like that little order confirmation email you get when you buy something online. You're not holding it in your hands yet, but you know it's coming. The Holy Spirit's presence in us is a reminder that we are God's forever. As you go about your day, think of this. God isn't just with you. He's in you, making you new and reminding you that you are his. Live in this confidence that your story has already been redeemed. And the best part, it's still unfolding, filled with hope and new life through the Holy Spirit. So today, ask yourself, how is God calling me to live in the confidence of being redeemed and sealed as his own today?
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.